Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is 8:21 here in St. Louis. Hello, good evening. My name is Dave Simon, certified financial planner by day and intellectual conversationist at night. Ooh, I like that. I just kind of came up with that. I'm going to make a note here. Put that on my business card. Okay, got it. All right, welcome everybody. So my Albert Pujols story, and I don't remember, it was either 2009 or 2010, and it was after the season was over. I used to be on an advisory board for I just tried to come up with the acronym, which was the FCA, which was the Christian Athletes, of course. And so I was, I had done that, I guess, for maybe a dozen years or so. And I don't remember exactly how this all came out, but it was related to the FCA in some degree. And I found myself invited to play golf with a few folks by Ricky Horton, who is actively involved in the FCA. I guess he still is, but he certainly was back then. But I'm told that he still is very actively involved. Does not surprise me at all. And so I was told, oh, by the way, as part of this little golf outing, Albert's going to show up, and he's going to also hit some balls. I'm like, well, that's really cool. Now, folks, you have to remember a little backdrop around me, and I'm not name-dropping. I have to tell you this to give you some context of the story. So my original background, as I think a lot of you know, is I am a former broadcast journalist. That's what I went to Mizzou for, graduated from there in 84, started my career. I'm a St. Louis native, but started my career in Kansas, working my way up through, got to Wichita by way of Tyler, Texas, briefly. And then my dream was to come back home and work for St. Louis. So I was thrilled when I was hired in 1989 to work at KMOV. They had just changed their call letters. Many of you may recall it used to be KMOX-TV, owned by CBS, and they had just changed over to KMOV, and here I am in 89. I'm a news guy for 1 year, and then I ended up switching over to the sports side for a few years and working with Zip Rezepa and Doug Vaughn. Doug, of course, still there. And so the reason I tell you all that is I had the chance to interview a lot of famous people, and I never felt intimidated by them. I always looked at them as these are guys who just happen to be very good in a certain career that I was interviewing them about. So I was fortunate enough to, in fact, be one of the few people during his retirement years to interview Joe DiMaggio. And that was put together by Bob Costas, who was more than nice enough to facilitate that. And nobody ever got a chance to interview DiMaggio. And I was obviously thrilled, but it wasn't like I was shaking in my boots at all. And I've had one-on-one interviews with the late, great Mickey Mantle and spent time at Stan Musial's house, just me and him, as he was giving me a tour of his house and all the trophies. So you kind of get the picture, right? And even on the political side, when I was a news guy in Kansas, I covered the 1988 election as people came through. So interviewed George H.W. Bush and Michael Dukakis and Jesse Jackson and people like that. And then, yes, I even did an infamous live interview with Hulk Hogan. Maybe I'll tell that story at some point. That one went completely off the rails. Maybe that was the one time I was a little intimidated because I thought he was going to, like, flip me upside down or something. Live on TV, by the way. I say that because here I am, and I get to the golf course, and I know it's going to be a small group, and Albert's going to be there. And so I check in with Ricky Horton, and Ricky said, okay, there's your cart. You can just put your bag there. I guess you're going to drive. I guess Albert's just going to, like, ride along. I'm like, what? What? He said, yeah, you can put your bag on the driver's side, and then Albert, he can just put his bag next to you when you guys go play. And I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, so I'm playing with Albert Pujols, just me and him in a cart together. We're playing golf. Yeah. Okay. All right. So I went up. He was on the putting green, and I introduced myself. And you know what? A little standoffish, but that's okay. Remember, I used to do this for a living. I know how these guys operate. I was in plenty of sports locker rooms. There's a protective wall that goes up around them, especially the superstars. I get it. Take no offense. They have to be very careful. A lot of people that they don't know are always wanting something from them. I didn't, but that's okay. He didn't know that. But it continued. So we get to the first tee box at this private country club here in St. Louis. And Ricky Horton tees off. Good golfer. Ricky, if you're listening, you know you're a good golfer. Lefty, as I am. I don't remember the fourth guy. I don't. For some reason, I just cannot recall who was the fourth member of our foursome. Albert probably hit the ball about 500 yards, and I'm barely exaggerating. And I'm talking about total. He hit it so high, and yet it still went about 300-plus yards. And I'm thinking, dude, if you could just, like, level that out a little bit, holy cow, you hit it for 350-yard-plus. That's the first thing I remember about him teeing off. I tee off last, and it just dawned on me, I'm nervous. I'm a very average golfer, and I don't play as much as I would like to. And so I'm looking, all the other three balls are out in the middle of the fairway, and Albert's is, like, way out there. And I thought, now they're watching me, and I'm a lefty, and I notice a little creek kind of behind me, only about 80 yards. And you golfers know this. You cannot have a negative thought in your mind saying, okay, I can't slice it, because then you're going to slice it. It's like, don't think of a pink elephant. You're going to think of a pink elephant. So I got this crazy voice in my head that said, oh, don't pull it 80 yards behind you into the creek. I pulled it 80 yards behind me into the creek. And I sat there, and I'm like, you should just pick up your golf clubs and go home, because you are about to give Albert Pujols the worst afternoon of his life. And he's going to realize, why am I out here with this loser? So Ricky was nice enough. He said, oh, hit another one. This isn't competition. And I hit another one. And then it was okay. But I remember, I'm like, what, dude, why are you this nervous? You did this for a living. Although it had been at that point like 20 years since I had been around guys like that. And this was Albert, like at the top of his game. He was the most famous baseball player around. So he was still not that conversational with me. And I was trying to make small talk and just kind of two words. And I thought, okay, I can't go like 18 holes like this. So then I got the idea. We're driving down the fairway. And I said, Albert, if this was about 20 years ago, you would not be in this cart with me right now. And he looked at me. Why is that, man? And I said, because I used to be a TV sports guy. I was in the media. And he smiled, and he said, you're right, man. I would not be with you right now. Because, you know, he's having a great year with the media now. He's a different guy. But anyone who covered him back in the day will tell you, yeah, he could be a little surly at times. Wasn't always the most friendly guy. It's just, okay, just telling it like it is. Well, that's back then. That's how he was. And then he opened up. Why are you no longer doing that? And then we just the rest of the afternoon, we got along great. It was a blast. Now, unfortunately, we had rain that came through. So I think we got to like the 12th or 13th hole and it was done. But then we went back to the clubhouse and swapped stories. I've never talked to the guy since. should have thought, Albert, looking for a financial advisor? No, no, I don't do business that way. It was for a good reason, good charity. So anyway, just had to tell you the Albert story. I'll never forget that. All right, folks, I'm going to totally switch gears here a little bit. And when we come back after this break, I am going to get into a little bit of what I do, because I think a lot of you right now, many of you, perhaps most of you, have some money in the financial markets, stocks and bonds, and some of you are retired. You're worried about that. Some of you are getting ready to. You're thinking about that. You're like, where's this going? What is the market done going down? Do we still have a lot more? Has it just started? Is this the Great Recession Part 2? I'm a little worried about this. Well, nobody knows for sure. You know, let's be honest. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know exactly what's going to happen. But I can give you, through my experience and professional judgment and research, some real practical ideas here as we look forward. So stay with us. You're listening to At Your Service here at KMOX. My name is Dave Simons, and we shall return.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.